6:17 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line right now by Robin Seaman of Moms for Liberty in Williamson County. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good. How are you, Michael?
Well, I'm looking at this propaganda that the USA Today wrote about Moms for Liberty yesterday. Mark Ramirez.
Did they write anything else?
Yeah. I mean, Mark Ramirez and Catherine Farn, the way they write it, it's just a political diatribe against Moms for Liberty, who are really, as I can see it, doing nothing but trying to make sure that our kids get an education that is not steeped in left-wing ideology. I don't know if these authors, Mark Ramirez and Catherine Varn, have children. My guess would be probably not. Tell us how Moms for Liberty is doing in Williamson County.
Well, we are just over a year old, and we started to take on critical race theory in Williamson County schools. And then we stumbled into this toxic curriculum that was illegally adopted at the state level and is now the subject of a lawsuit by Parents' Choice Tennessee, where the plaintiffs are suing our superintendent, our assistant superintendent of curriculum, our school board, and none other than our commissioner of education, Penny Schwinn. So that's how we started, critical race theory and masking. But what we didn't realize and what most parents don't realize is that that is but one battlefront in the war for our children. There are so many fronts being encroached on by the left that it's absolutely overwhelming to parents. You just see the far-off look in their eyes as they start hearing about all the things they have to worry about, and those include critical race theory, social-emotional learning, which is by and large the vehicle for critical race theory, restorative justice, which results in situations like Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and Uvalde, comprehensive sex education. Then you've got gender ideology encroaching, which brings in the trans agenda, and it's all under the LGBTQ flag, and the graphic and obscene library material. I mean, it's really from all sides, and parents are just bewildered. So that's what our chapter is doing now, is we're saying, okay, these are your battlefronts, right? And it's overwhelming, but over the coming months, we are going to dedicate 1 month to each battlefront and really take it on and analyze it and digest it and help parents to understand, because when they hear restorative justice, they have no idea why that's bad. Or social-emotional learning initially sounds pretty good, but, you know, we're here to equip and inform and empower the parents to really be in the driver's seat for their children.
What about reading, writing, and arithmetic? Is that on the agenda of K-12 public schools these days?
It's difficult to say.
Yeah, it's not their
the
focus,
the pudding,
apparently.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I forgot the last ranking of the United States in the national world, you know, for education of our children, but we're pretty low, despite throwing millions and billions of dollars at
it. It's an institution that clearly is not working in terms of providing kids the ability to read and write and do arithmetic at the level that they have historically in the United States. Now, I want to talk about the political activism side. Give us an assessment of how the recent school board elections went for Moms for Liberty and associated groups here in Williamson County.
Lukewarm. We got some great victories, but then there were some districts that, you know, really surprised us. All in all, the entire, you know, ticket was Republican, but then, you know, in the case of District 10 with Eric Welch, you have a hard left Democrat posing as a Republican, and the District 10 voters voted for him anyway because the Williamson County Republican Party told them to.
So you had a few victories in the school board.
A few victories, but probably... We need people to wake up.
Yeah,
more.
Probably not enough. I mean, of the, 12 members of the school board now, right? Is that right?
Correct.
And of those, I guess, from my reading, maybe before the election, it was, you know, 11, I don't know if broadly speaking, 11 supporters of the current system, shall we say, and one critic. Right now, that'd be my guess, because I Dan Cash, I think, it has been sort of on the side of sanity. And he got reelected. What is it gone from like 11-1 to 9-3? Or what's the breakdown now?
Well, we've got, there's a couple in there. There's districts, you know, there's some districts in there that are kind of unknown. We're skeptical, but mm-hmm. we want to give them the benefit of the doubt and see, you know, how they perform in the coming year.
But the majority of the school board is still supportive of all of these very bad policies put together by the school, current school administration, it seems to me. Do I have that right?
At a minimum, seven are still in support of the left agenda.
So the question...
We have more work to do in 2024.
Yeah, a lot of work to do in 2024. But my question to you is the K-12 public school system even salvageable today?
I'm a glasses half full kind of person. But I got to tell you, the more and more layers of this onion that we peel back, and we find something rotten, it's very discouraging. And it's not to say that Moms for Liberty is going to throw in the towel. We're going to keep working. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we're moms and dads, and we're working for the kids. And so that never stops. So we'll never stop trying. But it's pretty bad.
So if I can just add...
It's been a long time since kids have been first.
Yeah. Oh, kids are not first. The agenda, the ideology to turn them into left-wing lunatics...
To the federal money and then the teacher and doctor, like all of those things are before the kids. And Moms for Liberty just wants the kids to be first.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're never going to give up.
So here, the deal on K-12 public education, as it's currently structured, you say you're like a glasses half full kind of a person. And that's a great attitude to have. But my assessment of K-12 public education, I would describe it as the glass is only a quarter full and it's three quarters empty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fair assessment.
But part of it is, and so the broader question is, I think ultimately right now, about 50 million out of 55 million kids in that age group go to public schools. It's been declining a little bit, but still they're stuck in that. Part of that has to do with parents' attitudes. A lot of parents think, okay, well, I put my kids in school. I don't have to worry about it now. The problem is you have to worry about it all the time. Your thoughts?
You absolutely have to worry about it all the time because, like I said, when you look at the agendas that are in our school system that are before the kids, you've got teachers' unions, right? They're hard left, and you've got special interests. You've got millions of dollars of federal funding, but they all come with strings attached, and which is ideology attached to the money. There's a lot of things that are being put before their children, and they are the ones whose purpose in life is to be the biggest advocate for their child, to make sure that that child succeeds. So you cannot abdicate that role to the public school system. And that's what the left ideology has been banking on for decades, is that parents are just going to trust. Just trust me, is what they say. But the school system, by and large, has lost the trust of parents and is continuing to lose trust. And I don't know where this leads, but, you know, there's a lot of people or some people that have described our schools as burning buildings. And, you know, a lot of parents are getting their kids out. Just yesterday, there's another member of Moms for Liberty who withdrew her daughter from Williamson County School. She's like, that's it. I've had it. And that's another kid that's out, that she removed him from the burning building. That doesn't mean that we're going to stand outside the building and try to put the fire out and try to do good. But you as the parent have got to stay engaged and be in the driver's seat and look at what your child is learning and talk to your child about their impressions that they're getting from what they're learning. Because a lot of it's not in a book or on a worksheet. It's in the teacher's manual, which the parent's mm-hmm. not permitted to see. So you need to stay plugged in with your child. You can't let them come home and then go play video games and assume everything's hunky-dory. Because at the end of the day, and talk to parents that it's happened to, you will lose your kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think...
And they're indoctrinated in something that mm-hmm. you don't ascribe to. And now the break between the parent and child has happened. And that's so hard to fix. And when you talk to parents that this has happened to, it just breaks your heart. So parents, wake up. Don't lose your kids to this.
Well, and the bottom line on all this, though, I have to say, Robin, right now, if you have your kids in K-12 public schools anywhere, you're in the process of losing your kids.
It's a fair statement.
Robin Seaman with Moms for Liberty. Thanks so much for joining us. Good luck, and good
Thank
luck
you,
in the 2024
friend.
Board of Election, Board of Education races. We'll be back with Crom Carmichael after this.